And to have a medical professional offer that as a diagnosis for something traumatic happening to me like that was shocking. It brought me back to when I was a kid and being bullied as a kid, and to one of those moments where I'm asking for a professional in the field for help. And because they didn't even really know what was going on, they made a wild suggestion rather than maybe admitting to me that maybe they didn't know either. You know, that was a little shocking.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Anthony Locascio. Now, Anthony was a prominent member of the international award-winning show Tap Docs. He's opened shows for Natalie Cole, Stevie Wonder, and Earth, Wind, and Fire, to name just a few. Recently, he's written Food as a Prescription, a handbook for how to find what food works for your body. But he found himself struggling for answers when one day he was bleeding internally. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail. We all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Anthony Locascio, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I most certainly am.
Okay, so let's talk about when you're dancing, you're working, and then you find yourself bleeding internally, and you have no clue as to why. Walk us through this story. What wound up happening?
Yeah, I mean, life was good. I am a professional tap dancer. I had just started touring with a show called Tap Dogs, and we had left to be performing in LA. So I just started touring with a professional show, and in a few weeks, I found myself internally bleeding out of nowhere. It's nothing that's ever happened to me before. It was scary, and I had no idea what was going on. I eventually went to a traditional Western medical doctor to get some answers on the road, not like doctors at home where I lived. And instead of insight, it was suggested I need to come to grips with the fact that I might be gay, and I was having anal sex, and it was new to me as a male dancer, and I was like sowing my wild oats. And quite honestly, I'm definitely not gay. And that was not the conversation I expected from a medical professional. And knowing what I know now, I believe it set me back many years towards my eventual journey to finding food as my prescription. And I have to say, as a side note, I have absolutely no issue with people's lifestyles. But being gay wasn't my issue. And to have a medical professional offer that as a diagnosis for something traumatic happening to me like that was shocking. It brought me back to when I was a kid and being bullied as a kid. And to one of those moments where I'm asking for a professional in the field for help. And because they didn't even really know what was going on, they made a wild suggestion rather than maybe admitting to me that maybe they didn't know either. You know, that was a little shocking. So I guess the lesson there was that, you know, you need to be your own advocate. And sometimes the things that you have been taught to trust your whole life are truly not trustworthy. You know, you have to do your own research. Pull back the curtain. You don't always need a diagnosis. What you need are viable solutions to your root problems. And the solution is often more valuable than the diagnosis. And after realizing this, I sought alternative ways to help my body combat what it saw as like poisons or allergens that were making me sick. Now, at the time, I didn't know they were allergens, but it was the beginning of things getting in my body that didn't belong there that my body was reacting negatively to. And I started to realize what I was taught in my younger years doesn't always apply a whole true later in life. The solution isn't the solution. Just go to the doctor and get an answer.
Maybe walk us through a bit of the journey on how you went from your doctor just making this wild suggestion, just like, well, this must be it. And you're like, well, but it's not. Like, it's not. So what was your journey from starting there and then walking to find that answer, to find that solution for yourself?
You know, it's a really great question. And it's typically questions have, you know, you ask a question, you get an answer. But this particular question is spanned 20 years for me to get that answer. So first it happened to me. Then I was embarrassed and I didn't want to tell anybody because, you know, here I am just signing this contract to get a brand new job. And all of a sudden I have this, what seems like this major health issue. I dealt with it for a little while. I was embarrassed. I finally told my company manager at the time. She's like, well, let's get you some help. You know, but she doesn't know what's wrong with me either. This was in the 90s. In the 90s, a lot of people started discovering they had all of a sudden these intestinal issues, IBS, Crohn's, all these things started popping up. I went to a doctor. Now I'm going to a doctor who I don't know. It's just a random doctor in the Midwest. You know, it wasn't my lifelong doctor. So this doctor didn't know me very well, didn't know I didn't have a history of not having problems, didn't know I had a history of being a dancer and having no problem with that, not thinking because I'm a dancer, I must be gay. You know, so that was very depressing and traumatic to get that answer from a doctor. So I kind of went into a little bit of a hole there, like a little dark place where I just sat for many years until I was at the end of that job, because I figured, well, I'm obviously not going to get an answer to this very serious problem on the road. I'll wait until I'm back home or my living situation is a little more stable, because at that time I was touring. Every week or two, I was going to a different state and performing in a different theater. So there was no consistency of being able to see the same doctor over and over again. And they didn't want to lose my job, quite honestly. I waited my whole life to be a famous tap dancer or, you know, be on stage in that capacity. I wasn't just going to, you know, you just don't give all that up. So I had to deal with the fact and come to terms with the fact that something's wrong with me right now. I don't have a good solution. I'm just going to have to be patient. And as long as it's not getting worse, I'm going to monitor it and forge ahead. Well, eventually I started living in California, and then I finally had a doctor that was a little bit more consistent. But same thing, they didn't have answers. They didn't have answers. There was myself and other people at the time were having, you know, intestinal problems, and they didn't have answers, but they were making solutions. Let's give you a bunch of drugs. And, you know, I don't want a bunch of prescription drugs if you don't know. Like, I don't want to be a test subject. You know, if I have fever and you want to give me Tylenol, great. You know, that's a solution. I'll go lay down. I'll have Tylenol. I'll lower my fever. I'll feel better in a couple of days. But this wasn't the idea of just trying different drugs or cutting into me and, you know, putting a bag on my side. I'm very bad with pronouncing words.
Colostomy.
Thank you so much, Alex. So having a bag, and that's another reason why I don't like to talk about things, because sometimes I have trouble pronouncing things and people will focus on, well, this person has a grammatical error or this person can't eloquently say the things. So maybe their message isn't as important, but at times the message is just as important as the way that you try to say the message. So you got to try to balance it out. Basically, I didn't want to, you know, have someone cutting into me. Hey, we'll take out the section of your intestine that's bleeding. Okay, but who's to say that another section isn't going to bleed once you take that section out? So, you know, it wasn't until many, many years later that I found that nutrition response test I mentioned a moment ago, that I came to the point where I moved from California, and I'll tie it up here. I moved from California, came back to New York. Now my body was changing drastically, and I didn't look like myself anymore, and I knew I needed other solutions, and I had met the person who became my wife, and she had food issues and fixed some of her food problems, health issues with the food that she ate. And the combination of her saying, hey, maybe you need to try going gluten-free and dairy-free, and then me instantly losing 30 pounds over a three-month period. And then my doctor, who knew me my whole life, who was my chiropractor and also nutritionist, saying, you know, your body changed over the summer. What are you doing? And I said, well, I went gluten-free. And he's like, well, it's time for us to have another conversation. And after 20 years, he said, let's give you a nutrition response test. We figured I needed to remove gluten, corn, soy, and, you know, I could put dairy actually back in. But changing those things and getting a better idea of what I needed to take out of my body or away from my body, all of a sudden took an issue that I had for 20 years and pretty much totally ended it. At that point, it was like, well, we know that the solution now is. The solution is to take these things out of my body. Do I have a diagnosis? Can I tell you, well, this is exactly what was wrong with me? No, we have a suspicion, but I'm really much more interested in the solution, because that helped fix my bulb. It put my light bulb back together. Like, the bulb shines bright now instead of being smashed, broken, destroyed, and no way to figure out how to get the light at the end of the tunnel. And it took 20 years, but I found a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, it can take a long time sometimes. And I especially love this lesson of being your own advocate, but then also the importance of the solution, right? You don't, you know, a lot of the time, I've had a lot of friends go to the doctor with different issues. They run every single test and they're like, we can't figure it out, but they're better now. And, you know, and sometimes what you need is just a solution, something that works, right? You said you have a suspicion, but the best part is you have a solution. And of course, all of this ties in with what you're doing now. So please brag a little bit. Tell us where we can find you and how we can get involved with the work you're doing now.
Sure. Thank you for asking. You know, during this journey, I really wish that there was something there to give me the answers to the suggestion of taking all these things out of my life. So there was no guidance. And if it wasn't for my wife, who had already been going through these experiences, I wouldn't have had any guidance as to what to do next. So we wrote a handbook called Food is a Prescription. And the idea of the handbook is, if you find out this morning that you have to go gluten-free, soy-free, corn-free, dairy-free, and deal with the anxiety of what do I do now? Well, you could pick up this book. It's about 102 pages. 70 of them are tips, tricks, antidotes, how to help yourself, how to empower yourself. Mindset's important here. You can't go into it with a negative mindset. Too often people are like, here's all the things I can't have. And that's not really what's going on here. What's going on here is, here's all the things I can have that won't hurt me. You know, so if you want to have a positive mindset, if you feel like that you have to change your food to have a better outcome in your health conditions, Food is a Prescription is the handbook you need to get the information you need to help yourself as soon as possible and to help learn how to be an advocate for yourself and to go through this with a positive mindset rather than a negative mindset.
I love it. And I'm going to put links down there for people to find and follow you and read your book and follow along with the rest of the work that you're doing. And with that, I just want to say thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, for taking the time to talk to me today. And I hope we can help so many people, because that's what we want to do. We want to help people help themselves.
And thank you for listening. You have to be your own advocate. Look for answers. We're always learning new things about ourselves as a species. So don't be afraid to learn something new about yourself as an individual. And to change your lifestyle accordingly so you can live a full and fulfilling life. Special thank you to Anthony Locascio for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including Food as a Prescription, linked down in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. The show really only spreads by word of mouth, so we rely on people like you to get it out there. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.